are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Because that's what is Accent On. Ilona Europa here, Accent On. Every Monday, I'm trying to bring to all of you very interesting people, people that I'm finding very fascinating, people who have amazing life stories, people who have an accent. Sometimes they do not have an accent, but I like to put accent on who my new friends are. Sometimes there are very, very simple people with amazing, like I said, life story. Sometimes they are an artist, musician. Sometimes there are doctors, and from every corner of professions. First and foremost, I'm sure when they leave my studio, they become my friends. Some of them are my friends before, and that's the reason why I love to introduce them to the whole world. And I hope you all will feel like everybody who is a part of Accent On can just come to your home and feel like they are welcomed. What can I say today about Accent On? Sometimes I'm more nervous, sometimes I'm not nervous. This time I feel some feelings in me that maybe I will be not able to describe how amazing woman I have to my right. Her name is Christina. We'll not say Christina. Christina Mozingo. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing very, 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 very fine. Did I say well your name right away?
Yes, Mozingo.
Mozingo. In Polish, we'll call this probably Mozingo. That's
well,
how you'll be.
It is actually distorted Irish name, which was taken to Africa and become Mozingo.
Mozingo. Christina. Y inside. K-R-Y, not I. Christina Mozingo. I have also her very dear friend. She calls her third daughter. Hi, what is your name?
Hello, Grace Kazak.
Welcome. Grace Kazak.
Yes, Grace Kazak. Grażyna.
That's what I want to hear. Grażyna. Everybody repeats. Grażyna. I think right now people understand that I have two beautiful Polish ladies with me. And of course, Ilona Europa is Polish. And from time to time, I just love to bring great people from my country. They live here. Both of them are in LA. Or Christina, you?
Orange County.
Orange County. And
yes.
Grażyna.
Orange County
Grace,
as well.
Also. They know each other for like 12, 13 years right now, yes?
Yes, 2002.
2002. And I just mentioned that sometimes I feel a little just nervous. Can this 50 minutes or 40 minutes really describe greatness of my guest and unusual history of her life? And what I can say, like a few months ago, I went to Polish Film Festival and I was privileged to have Władek Juszkiewicz, the president or head of director of Polish Festival, with us on Accent On. And he invited me to another film festival. Of course, I went to beautiful Egyptian theater. And one of the gorgeous human beings that I saw in the corner and just my eyes caught her because she's just beautiful. It was Christina. I didn't know you before. I see a lot of Polish people in many different places, but for the first time we met and you just grabbed my hand and you said, oh, who are you, beautiful Ilona? Would you like to know me? And we start talking and you gave me your book. You said, I just finished writing my book. It's the autobiography, which I love to read autobiographies. I just love autobiographies. And seeing you, this unusual lady, gorgeous lady, beautiful lady, people, she's beautiful. Again, everybody needs to go to Accent On and see how gorgeous Christina is. Christina's face is just out of this world. Her face, her skin, way how she looks, I would just say she's very polished. She's beautiful, of course. Then, yeah, I was like, oh, God, I need to know you. I need to know. I want to read your book. And you wrote me this new beautiful little line in a book and kissed the book with your lipstick. And I have your beautiful lips on my book. And it took me a little time. I am now on a page, probably 200 something. I still have 100 to go. I just couldn't finish a book before we met. But you just told me what your life is from this point on, that I feel like I a little bit read your book. It's a beautiful book, very unusual book. Christina, I just don't know how to really explain who you are, because you are a beautiful lady. You are a very elegant lady. You have amazing skin. I know you're a mother of two.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and I think I will let you talk in a second. If you can, in very, very short way, explain who is Christina, how you will be explaining to people, who is Christina Mozingo?
Well, I am very lucky daughter of incredible mother, Janina. My mother was a heroine. During the Second War, she was a spy, which managed to bring documents important for Poland to France so they don't fall in the hands of Germans. And my father was a pilot. I am a daughter of two heroes. My parents never married. They didn't have time. I am a child made of love.
That's the most beautiful part of the book, because the way you never really met your daddy. You met him, you were 6 months old, when I think, or something,
yes,
when you saw
mm-hmm.
him last time. But the love that mother and father had for each other, they was through the years, yes, and they had no chance to see each other ever after this first goodbye after you were 6 months old, yes?
Exactly. The war separate my parents, and the events of political indifference, which was in Poland after the Second War, could not allow my father to come back ever to Poland. He will be put in prison. And I think who I am and my strength is I received this from my incredible mom.
For your mom.
My mother was a tiny little beautiful lady which could sing Robson songs, like a Negro woman, and she was loved by everyone. And she told me one thing, to love and have great tolerance for other human beings.
Yeah, we like to learn some lines or lessons from our guests, and sometimes I like to repeat the beautiful sayings that our guests gave us and leave us with. And that's a beautiful line. You said to love, to love, and to be very tolerant to another human being. I think, you know, when I look at your face, I know that you like people. You like people a lot. Your book is just, I don't know, it's word amazing. It's just, oh, everything is amazing. We in America love to say, I love this, I love that, I love this. This is amazing. That's amazing. But your book is a life story of very, very unusual journey of the tiny, beautiful lady who just try the most to be the bestest mother that could be, very ambitious lady who just is looking always for love, in a way is in love in the wrong type of the guys somehow, somewhere, even when they think in the beginning that they're right choices for you, somehow, somewhere life is stripping you of the happy endings, because your journey really, really breaks my heart. I wanted to know that you are the one who really will be left with the Prince Charming forever.
That's lovely. But Ilona, you told me a little secret. Then you find little part of you in my book.
That's what scares me, Christina, because like I say, this is our second time that we met. Thank you, Grace, again for coming and being with us, because I know we are already friends, but maybe we will just work on something that is right now bigger than life. Seems like will be bigger than life for us, because ideas always are bigger than life. But we three ladies, the three princesses, queens of why you can, Grace, you say why I call us three king, queens.
Oh, yes.
There's a reason for that. But I think that is the beginning of something, not only because it's 2014, not only because we just met second time and we spent 2 hours together, not because you are Christina in my studio, Accent On, not because I just almost am done with your book, and I feel like I found so much of me and your story and your, you know, encouragement to me to just be better and not being afraid of falling down and just looking for the best, always being great mother and believing in your intellect, in your ethics, in your hard work. That's what you call Poland and your mama taught you. And still loving people, tolerate people, and have always smile on your face. That's who you are. And I'm again talking about face because I'm leading my conversation to something that is really unusual about you. Your skin is just amazing. I know we both, all three of us, you are young, Grace. We don't want to talk about you. But we are not the youngest chicks, but we look amazingly good for our age. And again, Christina, you look really good.
Well, thank you.
And you have a reason for that. I'm just leading this conversation because I can pitch you like crazy, and I can say that you own one of the hottest natural anti-aging exclusive European day spa in what place?
Dana Point, California.
Dana Point in California. And name of this salon is?
Le Visage.
Le Visage Skin. Is the reason why you look like that. You just need to give us some advice. You need to just tell us why you are so pretty, why your skin looks like that, and how does this happen that the salon is 20-something years open?
27.
And going strong and just, I think, develop still.
Exactly.
Tell me, how did you start? When this came from? What was the idea of opening something? Seems like so dangerous and unusual in the 80s. Like I read in your book, not so many people cared about your facials. In LA especially, we all love sun. We all run around the ocean and like to be dark, you know, and have burns all over our body. But you, the beautiful cream light, beautiful pinkish skin, and you just decided to open your first Le Visage facial, beautiful place.
I was very lucky that my mother's sister was a very famous skin specialist during the before the Second War. Her name was Madame Elizabeth, and she was famous. And I grew up between her and my mom, and my mother was a fashion designer. So I learned to take care of people, and I was involved in beautiful clothes and beautiful skin, good nails, good hair, not being artificial and foolish, but just taking care of yourself. And when I came to United States, when I became an officially immigrant, I lived then in South Africa, I decided I need to have a profession. I need to have a skill to survive as a woman. Marriage was not good enough for me. I could see it. I need to be independent. So I finished very prestigious British school in South Africa and proudly came to America with a very good diploma, very good training, and opened one of the first European skincare salon in Orange County.
Okay, I see somebody's calling us, and I'm sure this is my friend who needs to say something about the show. Then we are stopping right now, Christina's story. Is this Michelle?
Hi, Elona. How are you doing?
Hi, Michelle. Oh, gosh, I'm so happy. Yeah, we are 15 minutes early, but for you, I think my radio is always, always open. Yeah, we are just having amazing guests, and you will meet this lady. Michelle Belladonna. This is also a guest from last show. She was here, and she's on the phone. I knew she would be calling because I really, really want to plug a little bit her event that is next Monday. Is a very important event next Monday. And I think, Michelle, thank you for calling because I want listeners to know what's going on with you and what will happen on the 13th, Monday.
Well, tonight is the premiere. We're actually on our way right now as I'm speaking down to the Whiskey A Go-Go. And tonight is the premiere episode of Season 3 on Access TV of the world's greatest tribute band. And I'm going down there to be part of the premiere. Tonight's going to be a fantastic band called Purple Rain, which is a tribute to Prince. And next week, yours truly, Belladonna, we will be featured for the whole hour from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's just going to be fantastic. I'm bringing a big band, and we're going to rock the whiskey. It's going to be amazing.
But you still need to put focus and accent on the This Is a Live TV show. It will be taped live, that you will be doing whole 1 hour show. We'll be listening to so many great songs from Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks, of course, and you are one of the bestest in this business. Your tribute band is second to the best, like I always say.
Well, thank you so much. And here's the thing, you know, you said it's taped. Actually, it's not taped. This is going to be 100% live. So if you get Access TV, whatever time in your time zone, it'd be 8 p.m. Pacific, 9 Mountain, 10 Central, and 11 Eastern. This isn't taped for a later broadcast. And then there might be something that shows up on my website at some point. I mean, but this is a completely live show. So you can either join us at the Whiskey with free tickets, or you can watch in your time zone. Check and see if you get Access TV. It's on a lot of different cables. So you just need to check and see if you get it in your local time zone.
That's beautiful. Then again, I would like to say hi to Kathy Darrell. She was calling to us last week. She's the producer, and she's hosting the beautiful event. And again, it's next Monday the 13th, and it's a live show. One of the bestest tribute band in the world, Belladonna, will be playing live.
And you're going to be there, right? You're going to be there with us in the VIP section.
I will do everything to go. And after show, I'll be running, because I think taping is starting at 8, yes?
Right, starts at 8.
Then, yeah, I'm just hoping that I will make it, but I will try and bring some people there. Everybody, whoever is not so far away from, you know, Whiskey Go, we are all there. We'll be clapping and getting very excited to be part of the live taping. And Miss Belladonna, I just love you. Thank you for calling in, and I know you'll be amazing.
Thank you, Alona. We love you, and I'll see you soon.
Absolutely.
Have a great night.
You too.
Thanks, honey.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's very, very important. You know what? We always want to spread the word about something very, very hot that is happening in LA, and happened at Michelle is, like I said, she's just amazing singer, amazing. Everybody can go and listen to last week's show. We were playing a few clips, and you will never believe that it's not Stevie Nicks, but still is a little bit of Michelle's sound in it. She also sings her own stuff in very, very own way, but this tribute band has just everything from clothes, from amazing, you know, visuals, 10-piece band. This is a hot event, and it's free, and it's TV, okay, live TV. Then I think it's just something so very excited, and I want everybody to be aware of that. Come back to Christina. Mm-hmm. Okay, we were talking about you being in a you just finished your school, you start mentioning your beauty school, yes, and you got your diploma, and you believe that by becoming independent woman, one day you can manage any situation, good or bad, in life. And that's what is your motto, independent woman, even when you were very dependent in three of your marriages, in a way.
Yes.
Yeah. That's another story. I cannot sell your story very easily because it is in Polish. Then everybody who wants to read in Polish is welcome. And the book is called Spowiedź pod Skrzydłami, whoever can repeat this, or you can call this, in English, it will be Confessions Under Wings. Mm-hmm. Under Wings. I think that's, we can loosely translate until somebody decide differently. This book is just being translated into English, and I'm sure we'll get publisher, and we can learn more about your life. Anyway, you got your permission or diploma to be from very, very important school, yes? What was the school?
Well, this was a British school in South Africa, which actually it was Academy of the Skincare. I don't think so we have anything similar like this in the United States. And then I have to pass the test. And when I came here to United States, I need just to get a license and have a courage to start to, first I start to work for a lady in, she was from Sweden, in her salon, And year after working for her, I decide I would like to have my own skincare place. And I have a wonderful partner, which she joined me, my American sister, which I find her on American soil. She became my partner, and we opened together Le Visage, which was our child.
It's just so exciting because when I was reading this book, and I remember that you were just picking the place. The building wasn't existing yet, but you knew that this is like good vibe. That's where your new salon will be there. And the beauty salon 2 years later just opened up. What year it was?
Well, it was 86, and it is now. I am a neighbor. Jason to Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Dana Point, right on Pacific. When we started, it was not so very civilized like it is looking now, not so very beautiful. It was rather wild, but it has energy. This incredible energy was surrounding this place. And we are there till today.
And after a little tiny break, which I would like to play something for you. Hopefully you will like it, and for everybody also. You know, I would like to talk about a beauty product that you are selling and using, you know, to really make our facials and face and even soul, because we know that the beauty is inside and out, and you are using something very unusual, special, different, that separates, I think, American Salon from what you are offering. Okay, but that will be in 1 second.
Niedawno smutno szłam przez park, chociaż dla mnie śpiewał ptak i drzewa się kłaniały w pas. Myślałam, że już nie mam szans. I nagle podszedł do mnie on, nie pytał nic, lecz śmiał się w głos. Wziął moją rękę w swoją dłoń i zaraz prysło całe zło. Baw się z nami, śmiej się z nami, śpiewaj z nami, z uśmiechem witaj nowy dzień. Naprawdę ja coś o tym wiem.
Because we are talking about 80s, and that was one of the biggest hits on the radio that I had in Polish radio. And I always like to laugh. I always think I like to look good. I like to dress up well. And I just never like to be too much in sports shoes. And just I just like to be pretty. And I know that you are master of making ladies looking pretty. Just please explain me, if this will be me who enters your door in your great, great Le Visage place, what will the first meeting will be like? You will open door, somebody will say hi to me, and this will be somebody with accent.
Yes, of course. At my place, I have aestheticians which are Polish, and it is very much a Polish atmosphere with the, as well, the best cosmetics in the world from Poland. And we will welcome you. You have to fill it up a little form about yourself, about your condition, about if you don't have, if you're taking any medicine, if blah, blah, so. And then we will take you to dressing room. You will make yourself comfortable in the beautiful, soft wear. And we will invite you to one of our rooms, which is beautifully organized and with very exclusive beds, with very warm temperature. And we will just become a little friends, touching each other, starting from your hand, massaging your hands, and then taking over your face, your neck, your shoulders, and just examining your skin and being acquainted. First, the touch to become a friend. And once we are friends and we know if you are married or divorced or sad or happy, lonely, we become instantly friends.
Wow. This is like friendship that we all are looking very deeply sometimes. This is a place that you can get comfortable, that you can get relaxed, that sometimes you can tell your life story to somebody that you probably want to come back, because I know the people who are your clients, they are always coming back. There must be something very unusual in a way how you treat your clients. And also, what is so unusual in your place is that you are using exclusively one of the bestest cosmetics in whole Europe and part of the world. They are not easily to be purchased in America. You are practically the only one place that you can purchase Aries cosmetics line. It's only you can explain us the difference between what we are buying in the stores and what the line of cosmetics that is, again, you are privileged in a way to just sell and use on your clients in America, because you cannot find anywhere this cosmetics here, except in your place and all over Europe and part of the world. Tell me story behind, how did this happen that the cosmetics came on your shelves?
Yes. Well, this is all great part of our Polish history. It was a time of the martial law in Poland, when nothing exists. And I came to visit my family with, of course, big suitcase of medicine and food and so on, because nothing exists those days in Poland. And I came across a most incredible lady which just graduated from Berlin University in her PhD as a pharmacist in cosmetics. And she was mixing in her little mix master a little creams for women, because there was nothing on the shelves in Poland to find. And this is how I come across to meet Dr. Irena Aries.
Hello, Irena Aries. I know that you will be seeing her in June or July.
July.
July in Poland. You have special mission. You know that you are coming first. This is your friend. And you, I think you were the first person who really signed contract to represent her products in America. And that's like 20-something years ago, all this relationship started. It and till this day, only few ladies know the difference how the skin looks when they use Dr. Aries product. And hello, we have this beautiful another blonde lady who is younger than us and who looks also gorgeous. Okay, Grace, you can tell us a little bit about this product, because the story how you both met has pure direction with the cosmetics, Miss Irena Aries cosmetics. Yes.
Yes, I moved to California in 2002, and one thing that I was missing here was my Dr. Aries products, which I was accustomed to getting in Poland, and then which I grew up with using, and I knew how phenomenal they are compared to a lot of products that I've been trying here. So once I moved to California, I reached out to Dr. Aries to see how can I help the product to become here more available, and I was directed to Christina. The only two people in the United States was Christina and Dana Point and Chicago. Since I was here, I touched base with Christina, and I've been a loyal customer and a friend of La Visage. And
obvious also business right now.
Yes.
So you are doing business with Christina. You are her right or left hand, depends which hand is more important. Mm-hmm. But you both have this great relationship going, and she calls you a third daughter. I know that this product, in funky way, you mentioned you would love to be seen in America in many, many places, but for whatever reason, Irena Aries decides that that's not the market that she wants to enter for whatever reason, and she has right to feel this way, because her wealth and her just name is so known in Europe, and that's enough for her, she thinks. Okay, then tell me, what is so special about this project?
Well, first of all, I think the basic of perhaps Polish skincare line, I have to say, Eastern Poland produce one of the best waters, naturally, waters in the world. We are surrounded with natural springs all around our country. And the famous Hughes was so in love with the Polish waters that all his life he drank only Polish waters and cooked his soups on Polish waters. And the main ingredients in any cosmetics, if you ladies will take care and look at your package, what it is the first?
Water.
40% is water. Water is the basic of the hydration of the skin. And I'm not saying only water, but the ingredients which this water has is so healing that it helps the naturally product which are put, inject to it, to increase your vitality of your skin. It is most important. Most of waters are toxic or have absolutely nothing. So that is the secret of the Polish cosmetics. And of course, Irene Ery's recipes originally was basic on the folk remedies. And the folk remedies, well, this is what I say. She was green before the green was very famous to be green.
Wow.
It was all taken from the naturally, from the peasant, from the folk remedies introduced. And today, of course, the laboratory is a famous nanotechnology, which it is the highest technology you can have in the world. So everything is cold mix, which it is very important, no high temperature.
Wow. You know, and people say, okay, then why you are talking about cosmetics that nobody can really get in America? In a way, that's the truth. But if somebody really wants to try this line, you please, people, contact Christina Mozinga. How we can find you? Can you give us your website? Can you give us address? What is the bestest way for people who want to just try this product to get to you?
Well, you can always phone us at 949-240-7773. And I think I will ask Grace to maybe give you other informations how to get to us.
Okay.
Levisageskin.com.
Okay, Levisage. Not everybody's French. Then let's say how we are spelling.
Levisage. Yes. Skin, SKIN.com.
You have very nice website also. You know, I just researched a little bit. Very nice, simple website, but it says almost everything that, and all of these contacts we can also find there. I will naturally want to talk to you about your skin product line, because that's what is so exciting for me, and I hope for ladies and gentlemen who are listening to Accent On, because you are bringing in very near future your own skin line, your family old, you know, very old. How old is this product in a way?
I think it will be about maybe 80 years old or 100.
People, you know, again, we are not laughing. Just look at Eastern European faces. And it's not that we were, maybe we are born a little bit and our parents gave us these genes. But on another hand, we are doing something right with our skin. We do not put anything on our skins. We, in a way, we are very attached to what we are putting inside of our bodies and outside of the bodies. I know this is a little maybe arrogant, but I think that European way, in a way, this is a little bit right way. And especially the really Eastern European, the really deep rooted in a green way of thinking. And, you know, the cosmetics were made from necessity, not because it was easy to find. People who just try to find the bestest answer for the skins. And I know that your aunt, yes?
Yes.
Your aunt, this is the person who just introduced you to her own skin line, if you can say,
exactly.
Because that was very private. She was just selling to friends and families. And now you are bringing this and packaging, and probably everybody can get in America soon, very soon. And we'll be talking about this more soon also. Hopefully once a month or once in 2 months, you'll be calling us in or just come for the show and you bring us closer to when we can purchase this product. Tell me a little bit what this is.
Well, I mentioned that most of Polish philosophy was driven from the folk remedies. there was a great wiseness in Poland, very great tradition of herbalist and the naturally healing. It was before the great medicine became famous. Poland was famous for incredible healers. Sometimes we were being called a magical country, then we can create miracles. Why? Because on our soil, everything which grows is very different, is special. And one of it is Arnica, Arnica montana, the famous little flower which loves to grow in the gentle side of the mountains near to forest. And it is the best product which can protect your skin and destroy all the elements which are dangerous. It can protect you from sunburn. It can protect you if you have a severe rosacea, can actually cure rosacea. For babies, if they have a cradle problems after the birth, you apply this immediately, the little skin disappear. For burn from the sun, from burn of the cooking, from blisters on your feet if you are runner, this arnica is called God medicine. And it is very old and not very available everywhere.
Also plastic surgeons, yes.
That's
probably most of Hollywood wants to know, and yes, all people here. Yeah, is used to just calm the, you know, any inflammation, just even before.
Exactly.
It's applied even before, yes.
And actually, Germany produce arnica in capsules, the little capsules of arnica, after plastic surgery to avoid the problem with the too much, you know, the blood to control, you know, your circulation system. But arnica is it used to be in the state of Montana, but it doesn't grow anymore because civilization enter and arnica dies. A simple little flower is a very hard looking, is very delicate, and only the petals create the best of the oil. Part of the plant, like all the naturally medicine, could be poisoned, can have arsen in it. So it is an incredible, delicate procedure to have this
good
this product. And anybody which today have a barrel of a oil of arnica, which grows in the mountains of Poland or France or Germany, is a millionaire.
Wow. Okay, yeah, let's take a little bit break and a little bit of Poland for all of us and for everybody who listens. Again, listening to you, Christina, I just open mouth and I already imagine the mountains. I imagine this beautiful, you know, flower growing. I imagine that you are breaking little leaves. Imagine that you are not taking arsenic. You are taking the top of the greatness. And then you pack into the most cute bottle, or very simple. We'll see what this is. You will tell us later. And very fast, in 1 month, you will deliver this to Los Angeles, to your beautiful place. And we can start ordering or start trying your product. But for right now, let's listen a little bit to Polish music.
Wolno płynie przez jesienny park. Zdana ktoś na mandolinie kołysany tak gra. Choć miły pod nasz stary dąb, jakże kocham ciepło twoich rąk. Pomyśl, ile to już lat idziemy przez ten świat. Spostrzegłam dzisiaj pierwszy siwy włos na twojej skroni. I widzisz, miły, przed wzruszeniem trudno się obronić. Mam przecież w oczach dzień, gdy pierwszy raz ujrzałam ciebie. miłość płonie. Całuję pierwszy siwy włos, co zalesił na twej skroni. Tak piękną ma jesień, miły, cichą i pogodną. Spójrz, jak babiego lata płynie srebrna nić.
If everybody will be with us in the studio, I can say I cry. Oh, we all have the songs in Poland, and like in every country, that reminds us of our parents, grandparents. This song is about gray hair, about people that we love, and one day we are walking in a park and just seeing for the first time that person that we love start having gray hair, and you know, and when we look back, sometimes life is just the most beautiful what we have, sometimes it's not, but this song is all about love, you know, and I just love this one, and I see my daddy when I sing this one, because I recorded a few Polish songs, and I don't know. Okay, Christina, I know you are coming, your mommy and daddy is from Lvov, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My daddy was born in Lvov. This is a part of Poland, now is Ukrainian. And your daddy, Grace?
Yes, 3/4 of my family is from Lvov.
You know, that I don't know, we are in America, we all are sitting on accent on in LA Talk Radio. We really feel like in home, but everybody's roots are so deep. It doesn't matter if we are in Poland, if we are in Russia, if we are Iranian, if we are French. You know, we are in this gorgeous country that welcomes everybody. We love America. I know how you were talking to me, Christina, that you really like this country. And maybe you tell us why you do like America so much.
Well, I think America to me, it is, first of all, I love the beauty of the country. It is the whole concept of freedom, completely sense of freedom and independence is amazing. I am a very political person because I come from political parents and live in under communism in Poland. And live in Australia and South Africa, I respect America. I want everybody to understand what a privilege is to know that you are free. You can make your own decision. I become a great patriot of this country, and I hope then the future generation of young Americans understand what a treasure is to live in the United States.
That's really beautiful. We all agree with that. You know, people who have countries that are coming from, they are so in trouble. And people who are poor, people who come to this country with nothing and they can make up something of themselves. They just work hard and they sometimes make a wrong decision, right decision. But in a way, we are not judged. And I know in your book, again, that's what I really would love to do in the future when you'll be becoming friend or sponsor or supporter or just friend of Axenon. I would like just to talk about part of your books because I want people to understand the journey of one woman who has an accent. She belongs to millions in this country with accents. She made her life over and over from up and down with personal troubles. She created the most beautiful family. She has two gorgeous daughters. They both are very well educated, yes?
Yes, one is an architect and one is a doctor.
And in a way, all your daughters will probably tell you that this is a lot because who you are, who you were for them, and how beautiful mother you are, how much you really brought the Polish tradition and ethics and way how we think children are supposed to be raised in a country. Even in America, which is life so easy seems, what we are lacking is, I think, a little bit more respect towards grown-ups, towards parents, and just have this tradition that is on a daily basis, not only on a holiday basis. But we will be having time. I know we have only 5 more minutes. I still want to talk to you. Again, Grace, could you give us a phone number for Salon?
949-240-7773.
And please, people, remember, this is one only place, I think Chicago, you mentioned another, that has Irene, Iris, E-R-I-S product that are in America. stand behind. Whole half of the world loves this product. We cannot get this in America too easily, but we can from Christina Mozingo place. Then please try it, and probably you will be very, very thankful. And in a few weeks from now, we'll be talking more and more about personal line that Christina brings to all of us, and is made from Arnica. Very unusual flower. Then, like she said, if somebody owns little bit place with this type of flowers, there are millionaires, if not more. Then, okay.
One thing I would like to mention, that actually this product will be done for Christina by Dr. Aris.
Yes.
So it'll be, it'll have the quality.
What a 360 connection, you know. Yeah, I know you are a friend. 20-something years ago, you are the first one who just brought this product to America. Then, now, you know, you found Christina, Grace, because you really you couldn't find anywhere except, you know, in her place. Now, you, Christina, you are going back to Irene and say, okay, I have this amazing, amazing recipe that my aunt was doing and she was selling, people know, and it's something so beautiful, would you like to do for me? And Irene said, yes, this must mean something. And now we will be able to try on us. That's really great news for all ladies, okay? And we'll be looking like you again. Everybody, please go to Facebook and look at the pictures, because pictures do not lie. Sometimes they do, but this picture doesn't. Christina, you look great. A little bit break, and then we'll continue.
Dziś przyszła druga, bogatsza i lepsza ode mnie. Wraz z tobą skradła szczęście me. Jedną mam prośbę, może ostatnią, pierwszą od wielu lat. Daj mi tę jedną niedzielę, ostatnią niedzielę, a potem niech wali się świat. Ostatnia niedziela, dzisiaj się rozstaniemy, dzisiaj się rozejdziemy na wieczny czas. To ostatnia niedziela, więc nie żałuj dla mnie, spojrzyj czule dziś na mnie, ostatni raz. Będziesz jeszcze dość tych niedziel miał, a co ze mną będzie, któż to wie. To ostatnia niedziela, a moje sny wymarzone, szczęście tak upragnione, skończyło się. Pytasz, co zrobię i dokąd pójdę, dokąd mam iść, ja wiem. Dziś dla mnie jedno jest
wyjście, ja nie. Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, yeah, we little messed up in the end, but doesn't matter. I just want to say that this song was also played for a reason. This is about last Sunday, people who loved each other and they had great relationship, but somehow, somewhere, the lady's asking her ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, please can you give me last Sunday and pretend that everything is the same like was before, and let's love each other for this last time. Irena's life is very unusual. Her book is just beautiful. I cannot wait to read and offer this book in English soon. This all will happen. And yeah, she had her heartbreak, she had her great business decision, and she has her great business, great daughters. And again, she's a lady of strength and beauty. Then I know she'll be coming back to Accent On, but for today, Christina, thank you. thank you for coming and sharing your life story and little introduction to great cosmetics line that you will be offering to us. Thank you again for being my guest.
Thank you so very much for having us. And dobranoc, as they say in Poland, God bless.
Dobranoc.
Thank you.
Dobranoc, Grace, you are so sweet. Also, thank you so much, and hopefully you'll be also our guest. Yes, every time when Irena is here, I wish you will be there with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.